Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit, and good morning, Ted Live. Well, let's see where we going this morning. We going somewhere, though.
Sometimes it seems like I'm coming undone. This world can often feel lonely. No matter what, until this race is won, I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground where hope can be found.
Take all that is wrong and make it right.
found. Oh, oh Lord, I know you hear my cry. Your love is lifting me above all the lies. No matter what I face, it's I know in time. You'll take all that is wrong and make it right. You'll take all that is wrong and make it right. I will stand my ground.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for 1 John 3:8. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Brothers and sisters, I took a little hit, which was a big hit. And I thank you that a lot of people don't realize, and I keep saying, it costs you something to serve God, you know. It costs you everything because he wants your whole life. He wants your spirit, your soul, and your body submitted to him. And so I took this hit. I know exactly when I took it. I know exactly how it transferred. I just didn't know what the outcome was going to be. But I knew it was coming. And I knew that it was something I was going to have to overcome. Because, you see, there are some things that God does not spare you from, and there are some people that God does not spare you from. You're going to have to overcome. You're going to have to overcome because whatever your particular next assignment is, you're going to have to be equipped and prepared. So I knew something because Brother Joe archives all my stuff. And I looked over there, and Brother Joe had a prayer laying on his desk that was 20 years old. And this prayer is called Prayer of Release from Chronic Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Disorders. That's what I named the prayer 20 years ago. And obviously, the Lord let Brother Joe pull it out and had it laying on his desk. If you recall, about in the first part of this year, I was working on a little book. And the name of that book, I never could come up with the name. And I asked a friend of mine who's a TEDliner to edit it for me. She edited another book and did a great, wonderful job. But For some reason, I could never get this book to her. Put this in the chat room. The title I came up with, which is not going to be the title, but is The Believer, A Secret Weapon of Creation. That's what I first named the book. And I got all the way up to about the sixth chapter. And when I got to the sixth chapter, I really don't know what happened, but I put it down. And and I didn't go any further. And so where I ended up at was in this book I was writing, The Believer, A Secret Weapon of Creation, God was showing me that is what he was preparing his believers to be, a secret weapon in creation. So I was, I've been up all night, really, because I asked Brother Joe, you got to work with me this morning. Bind and rebuke all transference of spirits for me on this 10 line this morning. But I got to go through, I got to get through this. This is one of those things that from time to time, God will give you something and you know you have to do it or die trying. So it's one of those kind of things. So anyway, in this book I wrote, I was trying to expose how we are a secret weapon of creation, a secret weapon of God to overcome the enemy. And so the Holy Spirit was giving me chapters. And so last night, Holy Spirit said, don't go home. I said, don't go home. I said, nope. He said, they have prepared to send an onslaught and a barrage of demons to take you out. I said, okay. He said, go where your little secret prayer place is. And you and Brother Joe and Jose, you hold up right there tonight in prayer. And you tell Brother Joe to cast those demons out of you and off you that they sent. So we went to my little secret prayer place. See, wherever you live, you better have you somewhere that you can hold up in, like David, for a couple of days and praying. Nobody can send nothing to you there because they don't know where you are. So he said, when you go home, just cast the demons out of Ted and anoint Ted with oil. I said, okay. So I went over there and I began to pray and I said, Brother Joe, I said, you got to cast these demons out of me. He said, okay. So Brother Joe begin to cast the demon off me and out of me. And as Brother Joe began to cast these demons off, the Holy Spirit said, this one came from this person. This one was sent from that person. This demon came by association with that person. This demon came in to touch. And this demon here, you had two assignments from the Antichrist. This demon here came from the Satan worshipers that don't want little Ethan delivered. These came in, and he began to name. And as the Holy Spirit began to name them, I had Brother Joe deal with them. And it was rough. It was really rough. Because I had demons that were shot at me. And he's saying, this one came from the Ted line. And this one came from there. Brothers and sisters, people really underestimate our God. He said, this one here came from Corpus Christi. Name the person. He said, and this one came from a whole church praying against you. Because somebody's husband lied on you. And the husband resents the fact that the wife is becoming strong in the Lord. And he's so insecure that he thought when his wife became strong in the Lord that she was going to leave him because he knew it was the devil. I said, okay. So Brad Joe sat there and cast all those demons off me. Off of me, see? And out of me. But the one that came with the revelation of dis-ease, see, the devil is mad, furious, because he knows he can't stop anything. And in a lot of times, he doesn't want to stop it. He wants to find out what it is so he can hinder it. Are you hearing me this morning? So the Lord said, now I want you to go back to that book I gave you to write. I said, which one? I said, he said, you know the one I gave you, The Believer, A Secret Weapon of Creation? I said, yeah. He said, well, I know you don't remember what you wrote in the book. I don't, because when God gave me these booklets and books of things, especially, I never finished it. He said, because you didn't have the information to finish it with, but you will. You're going to have it today. He said, now I want you to just flip through it and see what I gave you. Well, brothers and sisters, I write so much stuff from God, I forget. But I went and I found it. And I had gotten all the way up to chapter 6. And chapter 6 title was, There is a God in Heaven that Reveals Secrets. I said, that? He said, no, but yeah, 5 chapters. Just to give you an idea, one of the chapters was Adam and Eve were not created with the evil nature we see in mankind today. Another one was, what about the spiritual awakening happening now? And I had spiritual awakening or enlightenment, and then I had awakening to the truth. But he said, no, that's not where I want you to go, though. Go to chapter 5. In chapter 5, I wrote, Satan has secret agents. Above that, I wrote, God has a, and that's where I stopped. I put God has a, and then I put Satan has secret agents. But then in chapter 6, I had put, but there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. He said this morning, it's okay. He said, I want you to go to chapter 5. And I want you to teach that. I said, all right. He said, and then later on, I'm going to give you the rest of that book. He said, but you're going to change the name. See, I wasn't satisfied with the name anyway. But the point God was getting over to me was that believers are supposed to be a secret weapon created by God. So there's a lot of stuff as this secret weapon that we possess. So as I was going to chapter 5, I had a section here called Demons to Break the Power of and Cast Out in the Name of Jesus and by the Power of God's Own Holy Spirit. So I was looking at those. I had put 15 demons or 15 categories of demons in that chapter. And I think that was around chapter 1. Chapter 1, yeah. So then when I got down here, this is going to be an awesome book when I finish it. It was supposed to be. It was supposed to. It has a purpose. That's my point. It has a purpose. Just like all the other 170. I got loaded on USBs and in computers around here. But when I got to, I'm trying to find it again because in this book, and it's all like 16 font, and I think I got to about 100 or something pages completed. But God wants me to release this chapter right here. Satan has secret agents. God gave me this right about the time when we came up with the special ops. So I'm going to share this with you this morning because God wanted me not to forget this and brought it back to my attention. The tares are the sons of the wicked one. Satan has sons too. In John 8:44, Jesus tells those listening to him, you are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father, you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and so on. Satan has sons. Matthew 13:38, Jessica. He not only has sons, he has servants, ministers, evangelists, teachers, preachers, and the Bible says he even has apostles. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 15. This parable says that Satan has secret agents. He has spies, moles, and plants right in the church. Ministers, servants, sons. And I got smack dab amongst us. And they are so cleverly disguised that we cannot tell the difference between them and true Christians. They are so well disguised that many of them do not know who they are. They look converted, talk converted, and seemingly appear to be so pure and righteous. Oftentimes, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 11, 15, that they transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. They look so good. They say the right things. They serve and they teach just like the good seed. But they are evil. And they are subtle. Just like Satan is in Genesis 3 and 1. These evil enemy agents, as good as they look, work to destroy the good seed. After the initial period covered in the parable of the tares, if Satan fails to get us immediately, he has his plants try to dissuade us from the right way, even while we are in church, in our own neighborhood. When we are feeling relaxed and amongst friends and brethren, Jesus tells his angels, his servants or messengers, just to leave them there until harvest time. The Bible says elsewhere that those agents help to prove who the truly good seed are. 1 Corinthians 11, 19, 1 John 2 and 19. If we can resist the secret agents, we're doing a pretty good job. Ephesians 2, 1 and 3. Paul is showing us that the children of God, us, who were once objects of God's wrath, are by his grace legally and spiritually freed from the clutches of Satan's dominion. However, the influences of the world that Satan has fashioned remain to be dealt with and overcome. Satan is described as a spirit who is prince of the power of the air. Of course, this phrase has a familiar ring to it, but alternative translations may be better suited to understanding. The New English Bible calls Satan commander of the spiritual powers of the air, now at work among God's rebel subjects. The Concordance Literal New Testament renders it as chief of the jurisdiction of the air, the spirit now operating in the sons of stubbornness. Webster's gives as one of the uses for jurisdiction the limits or territory within which authority may be exercised. This particular jurisdiction is where air exits and where air exists. Tying in with the word heavenly in Ephesians 6 and 12, we wrestle against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Here, heavenly refers not to the place of God's throne, but to the first heaven, the air surrounding the earth in which the birds fly. This also links with Revelation 18:2 and its unclean and hated birds, symbolizing demons. Birds operate in the same heaven that Satan commands. Prior to the rebellion, God gave Satan and his demon assistants substantial authority over everything from the earth's atmosphere on down to the earth itself, which includes us, its inhabitants. We must never forget that within a large part, our wrestling, as Paul terms it, is with these spirits. We inhabit the same space that they do. These evil spirits indeed use deceived people to carry out their plans to destroy those, put this in the chat room, in whom God lives. These people are likely under the strong influence of those spirit authorities, and because they are deceived, they are unaware that they are being used. They are not necessarily possessed, as the Bible shows some are, but influenced by demons to act against our best interests. A factor God wants us to realize more completely and fully is that we're not alone in this ocean of air. Even as vicious sharks and barracuda prowl the water, their demonic counterparts, symbolized as foul and unclean raptors and carrion eaters, inhabit the ocean of air right along with us. Therefore, it is essential to our spiritual well-being to heed Paul's warning in Ephesians 6:10-12, that our battles are against these spiritual creatures, and that they are fighting tooth and nail to hang on to what they believe is theirs. Put this in the chat room. By first occupancy rights. Earth, the Bible plainly tells us, was their first estate. Jude chapter 6. They hate us because we are becoming like the Father and Son, and because they know this earth, our inheritance, will be taken from them and given to the sons of God, those who are in his image. On the surface, they have advantages over us because they are invisible to our eyes. In addition, they can, without our even being aware, communicate their thoughts and attitudes to our minds through the very air that supports our lives. And then in this chapter, I have most people in this world do not know that they are deceived or how they became deceived. Satan and his demons have not set us all down to tell us, we are here to deceive you. We know only because God's word reveals this truth to us, and we believe it. Despite this happening in our lives, deception can still be communicated to us. Unless we are discerning and astute enough to take care that it does not happen again, deception and its resulting behaviors have been communicated to us through the culture we were born into. The culture of the world around us is the medium of this corrupting communication. We have been freed and are being freed from this deception by God's revelation of himself. But the urgent admonition from our Lord and Savior is, please hear me this morning, you must not be passive concerning the responsibilities that your deliverance has imposed. You must take action because the communication of your deliverance can be reabsorbed, enslaving you once again. I'm going to do this prayer this morning. And the name of this prayer is Binding Enemy Interference. Because Satan has secret agents. And I'm going to put this prayer from 20 years ago in this book here, and I'm going to finish it up. So I want to pray for you this morning as I pray for myself. You ready? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you and I come before you this morning, trusting in the finished work of the cross of Calvary, trusting in the shed blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as the sacrificial lamb, as payment for and the redemption of our sins. I come to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And right now I bind on earth in full assurance that you have already bound in heaven all evil spirits and forces of darkness in, near, and around us, so that there can be no interference with us now and or in the future. We acknowledge you, God, and your Lordship, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, You are the creator, ruler, master. Far above all principality. And power. And might and dominion. And every name that is named. Not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are continually revealing to us through your living word, which we have bound in our hearts. And because of your continued goodness and faithfulness, I continue to believe, and as a believer, I claim the truth of your word when you impart it as truth to my spirit, soul, and body. Lord God, you told us that you have already given us the keys to our kingdom. You have already given us the keys to your kingdom. You said, I give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of your own Holy Spirit this morning, I renounce the following spirits, and I loose myself and those that are in agreement with me from any and all ungodly bindings and bondage. In the name of Jesus, I command us to be loose from any and all ungodly bindings and bondage, from any witch spirits, evil human spirits, persons. I bind you right now. Witchcraft spirits, the works of the craft, I bind you right now. Any and all spirits of ungodly workers of iniquity, I bind you right now. Evil angel spirits, I bind you right now. And all transference of evil ungodly spirits, I bind you right now. All spirits of trickery, I bind you right now. All spirits of treachery and betrayal, I bind you right now. All Jezebel, Jezebelic, Atalian, and Ahab, spiritual intent, I bind you right now. In the name of Jesus and by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I renounce and bind you right now all spirits of Antichrist. In the name of Jesus, any and all evil spirits, whether celestial or terrestrial, known or unknown, that may have been operating against me or against anyone under the sound of my voice, through any hidden practices, hidden and unrecognizable to our natural man, on my soul, I bind you right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit and spiritual enemy of God's and declare them a spiritual enemy of mine. I bind every spirit or spiritual enemy. I bind you from hindering, altering, and misdirecting my steps and our steps. those steps that you, God, have allowed us to take, that you, God, have allowed me to take, using my own will and ability to choose, in accordance with your plans and purposes for my life and our lives, in according to your anointing, and in according to your glorious release from within my spirit, soul, and body. In your name, Jesus, today, we acknowledge my and our position in you. Lord Jesus, by the power of your grace and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, I declare and decree today, throughout the airways, that as it is written in heaven, so shall it be done on earth. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, by faith, we acknowledge and positionally operate through our redemptive position, authority, and power, positionally within our spirit, soul, and body, through complete salvation. In the name of Jesus, I renounce and destroy and bind and rebuke Lucifer, Satan, Beelzebub, devils and demon spirits. I declare and decree you are bound from off our lives, positionally and generationally. Evil spirits, you are bound. Transference spirits, you are bound. Assignments from the dark side, you are bound. All evil witchcraft intent, you are bound. Demonic hosts of hell, you are bound. Evil unclean powers, you are bound. Evil human intent, you are bound. Principalities, projected to us, you are bound. Airway spirits, you are bound. Spiritual wickedness from high places, you are bound. Disembodied spirits, you are all bound. Fallen angels, you are bound. Sex demons, incubus, succubus, you are bound. Father God, rebuke you. I rebuke you and renounce you. And now I command you, let go. Relinquish any and all stolen goods that you have stolen from me or us. Relinquish them now. And in the name of Jesus, I command you, go. Go. Loose me. Get out of my atmosphere. Go. I break and destroy. I command all witchcraft intent and witchcraft spirits and witchcraft words. Go. Any and all spirits of ungodly workers of iniquities. Go. evil angel spirits. Go! Evil spirits of the frogs coming out of the mouth of any false prophet and any false prophecy. Go! All unclean spirits. Go! All transference of spirits. Go in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ is Lord. All spirits of trickery. Go! All spirits of treachery. Go! All spirits of betrayal and evil intent. Go! I bind up every queen spirit, all water spirits, all prince spirits from the water and marine spirits. I bind you. I bind up all marine witchcraft. Go! I bind up all elemental spirits this morning in the name of Jesus. Go! I renounce all spirits of Antichrist. Go! I command the seed, the fruit, the works, the acts, the thoughts, and the deeds of any and all evil spirits, whether celestial, terrestrial, or elemental. Go! I destroy the power of all hidden works of evil that may have been unloosed or operating against me or us. Through any hidden practices, non-recognizable to my natural man, body, or soul. I break and destroy the power of all of you evil, bad, ungodly spirits and spiritual forces. And I now bind and declare bound your intent. And I destroy your ability. I destroy your ability and stop you from interfering in God's plans and purposes for my life and for the lives of those of us called to be believers according to God's anointed Jesus Christ and according to the anointing of God that is upon my own spirit and each person's spirit, soul, and body under the sound of my voice this morning. I bind you, your works, your thoughts, your deeds, your acts, your intents on earth as they are bound in heaven according to my anointing and the anointing that is resident with each person in agreement with this prayer this morning. I bind you, your words, your thoughts, your deeds, and your intent. I bind the works of necromancy and divination. I bind every unclean spirit, every foul spirit, all airway spirits. I bind you until the day of your judgment. Of and by my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I thank you this morning. My Savior, Redeemer, God that came in the flesh, so that now we can possess all of the liberty, spirit, soul, and body, unto which I and we have been called and chosen by God to operate in, with, and through your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Now receive this. Spirit man, in the name of Jesus, come alive to this truth. Soul, in the name of Jesus, I command you to respond accordingly to this truth. Body, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be made whole, healed, and lacking nothing according to this truth. According to this truth. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it this morning. I thank you for it. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you. And all the people said, amen.
You're not the only. We're like you to cut me out, go please. I got wants just as well as I can need. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat, and been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand, and it was you that never let go of my hand.
You're a winner.
side note, Devo, it didn't work. It didn't work. It'll never work because...
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Over
and over again.
Oh,
come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo!
I can understand.
I can understand.
You gave me a home to live in.
the stairs line. It's the Lord's greatest night.